Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams, and away we go here on this Tuesday, May the 19th, 2020, 5/19/2020, 17 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. And in hour number one, that was an hour of information, so we cannot thank Tyler Pigman, the Environmental Health Director over at the Marion Public Health Department, and Tracy Kinsler, Marion Public Health Commissioner, for coming on this morning and describing exactly what our lives are going to be come Thursday when restaurants open up again, and also when pools and campgrounds and things of that nature open up as the month of May progresses. As we have done now, I think, since the middle of March, and we are so gracious that he gives us this time every Tuesday, we are going to talk to the mayor of the city of Marion about everything going on during the middle, amidst this pandemic, COVID-19. Always a pleasure to welcome to these microphones the mayor of the city of Marion, Scott Schertzer. Mayor Schertzer, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Mayor, it's going to be a big week this week. We've got the restaurants indoor opening on Thursday. The pools are going to open possibly at the end of May. Are the pools going to open? Has there been a meeting yet as far as the Aquatic Center goes?
Well, you know what we've been doing right now is kind of collecting data from public pools around Marion County. To the best of our knowledge, I think there are only four public pools, including the Marion Aquatic Center, and we have gotten word that two of the four are definitely not opening. Now, again, those do not include a private pool. Those are the public pools run by usually a village and or the city. I just received an email from the city of Mount Vernon where they have decided not to open their pool. So I have asked Mike Cheney, our Park Recreation and Aquatics Director, to check around to some surrounding municipalities around Marion County to see what their intentions are. I know Kenton has a pool, Upper Sandusky, Bell Fountain had made the decision to close their pool early on. And what we don't know now is, are some of these municipalities and villages that decided to close now with the new guidelines put in place, are they beginning to reevaluate their decisions? And really, that's where the city is right now. We're evaluating the new guidelines on what it means to open up a public pool. For example, you know, our capacity at our pool is somewhere in the 900 range. And as it looks right now, there's a mathematical calculation based upon the deck of the pool. In other words, the concrete that surrounds your pool area. And it looks as if that our capacity under the pandemic, COVID-19, is only going to be right around 150 to 175. So then I have to begin to do the math on that as well, and just simply ask ourselves, is it a good business decision to open the pool? That's the first decision that I have to make. Can we afford to open the pool with the new guidelines in place, which will inevitably, we know, cost us more money to operate the pool? And then we have to remember, the pool does not turn a profit, okay? And so with all that being said, with stresses on the general fund in general, which was talked at great length in council last night, I have to make a business decision, and we have not made that decision at this point in time.
Mayor, just beside the finances of it all, and certainly after talking to Tyler and Tracy last hour, just the cleaning alone that will now have to be done certainly would impact the finances of any pool. The fact that people will have to stay 6 feet apart in the water and 6 feet apart on the deck or anywhere at the pool, in your mind as just a citizen who's been to pools, is that logical? Is that feasible? Is that doable at any pool?
Of course it's not. There's the shortest answer a politician can give you. No. Look, let's just be frank with one another as we have this candid discussion about opening up a public pool. Most of our employees are high school students, so age 16, 17, and 18. Then a lot of them are college students, 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds. So you're talking young adults and teenagers now having to enforce public health rules and regulations. That's a big challenge for anybody that age to walk up to adults and say, if you do not live in the same household, you cannot be this close to one another. So those are things that we take into consideration as well as the capacity limit of the aquatic center. We know there's new regulations in regards to the concession stand as far as what kind of foods and snacks and candies that we are now going to be allowed to sell out of there. So that'll impact the concession revenues, which actually help operate the pool. So everything that has been put into place is not going to be a good financial impact on the operations of the pool itself.
All that being said, have you in your own mind put a timetable on when you would like to have this decision made about the pool?
Well, we're planning on meeting tomorrow with the service director and, as I said, Mike Chaney, the aquatics director. We will have a candid, frank discussion ourselves, and then I will reach out to some council members. There are a couple of council members that certainly understand the situation that we're living, and have left it up to the administration to make the decision. I know of at least one council member that has expressed strong interest in opening the pool, but I will reach out to them and let them know how our discussion went and some of the things that maybe they might not be aware of that we're going to have to do if we do decide to open the pool, and also let them know the financial impact, because if we budgeted X to run the pool this year in a normal year, I'm going to have to come back to them for more money. And that's not something as an administrator that we like to do. So they need to understand that it will be more expensive to operate the Marine Aquatic Center this year.
We want to be very straightforward with the audience and say, obviously, a decision has not been made. Obviously, it sounds like it's going to be done with groupthink and a lot of people giving their opinions and thoughts and everybody knowing what's going on. But as far as the mayor goes, as far as you go, have you in your mind formed an opinion on what you think as to should it be open or not?
Well, I really haven't, because I do rely on the department heads and the directors that work for the city of Marion. They're the ones that are often the day-to-day, or in this case, the seasonal people that manage the pool. I need to talk to Mike Chaney about, we only have three applicants right now. So obviously if we decide to open, we will receive more applications. But if I need to double the lifeguards that we legally have to have for an aquatic center that size, then comes the question of, can we get certified, licensed lifeguards in time to open the pool? The YMCA is usually the place in the spring, in the late winter, when they hold classes for individuals seeking employment at pools, not just the Marion Pool, but throughout the county and the surrounding counties. Those classes didn't happen this year. So then we have to ask ourselves, are we going to have enough qualified lifeguards to open the pool? And that is a requirement that we have to follow, whether it's pandemic or not, But add the pandemic in on that, we may need more lifeguards. So those are questions that I do not have answers to yet. So I need to collect data, as any good administrator would do. But yes, ultimately the decision does fall in my lap, and I carry it on my shoulders regardless of what the decision is.
Mayor, obviously the other big happening that is going to happen in just a few days is the opening of restaurants inside. This is a big deal. We learned in the last hour a lot of the restrictions that are put on that. You have to sit 6 feet apart. You and I have both been around Marion a while now. We know what the square footage is in some of these bars and restaurants in town. We talked last week about the economics of this. Economically, how hard do you feel it will be with these restrictions just on how many people you can get in a restaurant or a bar in Marion when they open back up?
Well, I can't imagine the challenge that a restaurant or bar operator would have to go through to meet those qualifications. That's just it. We did talk last week. What we're trying to do now as policymakers is weigh the economic impact versus the health and welfare impact to our citizens. And again, Scott, let's remind your listeners that many of these decisions are not made here at the local level. They're made down in Columbus through the governor and through his administration and governing agencies, as well as the Ohio Public Health Department, which regulates and licenses bars and restaurants. That's why they have some oversight on the seating capacities of the restaurants and bars. I think some of our restaurants will be okay. I think others are going to be severely challenged by the capacity levels set forth right now. I do think that people are eager and anxious to get back to their favorite dining establishment, but are they going to be eager and anxious to wait in line outside 6 feet apart from the next person in front of them or behind them as a table opens up because the capacities have shrunk so much? Those are unknown questions or unknown answers right now, and we'll just have to wait and see. I think this slow-moving, methodical moving, we're doing it the right way. I feel good about that. I know that the economic impact is severe on the service-based economy, but thankfully here in Marion, we don't rely on the service-based economy for our income tax revenue like a Sandusky, Ohio, who relies on travel and tourism so much. Or even in Columbus, where there doesn't appear to be a lot of industry, but it's a very service-oriented economy in larger metropolitan areas than what we have here. Again, we're industrial, light industrial, warehousing, agribusiness. The hospital is a big employer here in Marion County. And so we're not feeling similar impacts that other service-based economies throughout Ohio are having right now.
Last weekend, we saw some changes. We saw the hair salons open back up. We saw some retail stores open back up. And again, talking with Tracy last hour, it is interesting. Clearly, more people were out. There were people I had not seen since March who I saw out in public last weekend. A front page story on the USA Today last Thursday, social distancing is down percentage-wise. There were a lot of people without masks last week. And I asked Tracy, I said, do you think people think this is over? And she said, yes, I think there is that perception by a lot of people. What do you think?
I definitely agree with her. I do think people think it's over. We've talked many times in the past, I think, I don't know if this is our 9th or 10th week, I've almost lost track, but I have two teenage daughters, and teenagers think it's over, and it's time to start socializing with friends and do the things that you did before the pandemic. And it's hard for people to understand that we still have to do certain things in order to protect ourselves, our families, our loved ones, our neighbors, our friends, and that's a challenge right now. You see the protests that are taking place not only in Ohio but surrounding states, but we're seeing some of that protest movement right here in Marion County and Marion City. But I don't know what to tell them. I guess They have a right not to wear a mask. They have a right not to social distance. But, you know, where do your rights begin and mine end, and vice versa? And that is, again, the challenge that we are faced in a pandemic world, and even as we move into a post-pandemic world, if that's the direction that we're going, which it appears that we are moving into a post-pandemic world, even though the virus is still out there.
It's very interesting because clearly there are some economics to this all across the state at this point, with businesses and a lot, pretty much everything opening back up more or less with new rules by the end of May. But we now are seeing the numbers increase every day. In Marion, as well as other places, we are seeing outbreaks in nursing homes and factories that we did not see before, according to Tracy Kinsler. How do you feel about that?
Well, she gets the data before anybody else does. So I have no reason to disbelieve her or doubt her. And I think as we relax our social distancing, mask wearing, hand sanitizing, sanitizing touch points, as we relax all those things that we've been doing, most of us, so diligently for the past 8 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever the case may be, I think you're going to see an uptick in positive test results. I saw a line down Barks Road Saturday morning at the testing site where Ohio Health has set up out there. I've not seen a line down Barks Road during this whole pandemic period that we're in right now. So, yeah, I think we're going to see an uptick in positives. Now, I don't know what that means. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a public health professional. I said from the very beginning of this whole thing that I would follow the guidelines of public health and the policymakers in Columbus who have oversight over these regulations that we're living under right now. I think it's important to keep in mind that the mayor has not closed anything down in Marion City except for City Hall. I will take responsibility for that. But I have not closed any businesses down, and because that's not my jurisdiction as a local municipal elected official to do that.
We are going to be heading into the summer of 2020. Memorial Day weekend is upon us. Kids would normally be out of school now. Graduations, we've seemed to kind of all figured that how that was going to be, and we've done that. It's going to be warmer. Masks are uncomfortable when it's warmer. We're getting further and further away from when this all started. Businesses are opening back up. None of us has a crystal ball, but how do you see the summer of 2020?
Well, what I'm seeing so far are a lot of cancellations of community events that we have become accustomed to here in Marion. The Veterans Day parade is canceled for next Monday. The cruise in for dialysis has been canceled. The Brandy Winfield poker run, which runs simultaneously with cruise in for dialysis, has been canceled. Third Thursday for the month of May has been canceled. I suspect that the Downtown Marion Inc. group will shortly make a decision if they have not already. There's a board meeting this Friday on whether they'll have Third Thursday in June or just cancel it out for the summer. I do have a conference call scheduled tomorrow at 10 a.m. With the Popcorn Committee. They have not made a decision yet on whether to have the Popcorn Festival, which is the first weekend after Labor Day in September. But that's a tough decision for them to have to make right now because they've got entertainment contracts waiting on their desk to be signed. If they sign them now, they do have a financial obligation whether the festival goes on or not. So they have to weigh, again, the economics of, do we just not have one this year and save our money for next year, or do we go ahead and roll the dice and have a popcorn festival, hope it comes off with no cancellation, and hope that people feel comfortable enough to come to downtown Marion, because, as you know, when it comes to the entertainment venue of the Popcorn Festival, you're shoulder to shoulder with people. There is no 6-foot distancing when it comes to that. But nobody knows what the world will look like in September. So those are the things that we have to collectively talk through and make the best decisions that we can with the information that we have available to us right now, today.
And Mayor, finally, as we always do every week, there was a city council meeting last night. What is the state of the city currently?
Well, last night was the first Zoom committee meetings that they have had since we've been in the pandemic world. There's always a little technical glitches, and we all recognize that. I think and I hope that the council members and those that Zoom in as guests understand the technology is something that we're maybe not accustomed to, but we're getting a little bit more comfortable with. We had a lot of items on the agenda for Finance Committee, which I was glad to see we're moving things forward there. We're getting a lot of grants. Some of these federal bills that have been passed, the CARES Act, we're seeing money come into the police department, the fire department. We're seeing money for the transit department, the airport. And so now we're making applications, and we have to have resolutions of support from council to make those applications. There were questions of how that money is going to be spent. It's not like it's free money, because after all, even though it's federal money, it is our tax dollars, and it's for the operational expenses of those particular departments that I just mentioned. But overall, the city's finances are doing well. I know Auditor Landon reported that, and don't quote me on this, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but somewhere in the neighborhood of $750,000 more in revenue than our expenses so far this year. And we haven't collected the 2019 income tax yet, which has been postponed till July 15th. So when our income tax revenue comes in, I think we're going to be okay, but we have to be cautiously optimistic about the spending here in the city of Marion, and that leads to decision-making when it comes to open up the pool or anything else that we do.
Mm. Mayor, it's an interesting time, that is for sure. We will see what happens the rest of this week, but we certainly, all here at the radio station and the listening audience, want to wish you and your family a very happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks. The same to you and all your listeners. I appreciate it. Try and have a good time and be safe and healthy.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mayor Scott Schertzer, there you go. Now there's the state of the city. Now, boy, this has been an informational program this morning, 39 minutes past the hour. Education information right here this morning with 20 minutes left in the program. Now, does anybody have anything to say? We threw about an hour and 40 minutes of information at you there from Tyler Pigman, the Environmental Health Director at the Marion Public Health. We talked to Tracy Kinsler, Marion Public Health Commissioner, and we talked to the mayor. Now you know what's coming up. Now you know how it's going to be in restaurants, 6 feet apart, no ketchup and mustard on the table. The pools, that's very interesting. The mayor has not made a decision on the pool yet, but some pools are not opening. We now know this. 6 feet apart, is that doable? I hope we answered the questions. Did Tracy answer the questions about Heartland that you wanted to know yesterday that were thrown at us? Heartland's outbreak, and is it feasible to wear a mask when it's 80 to 90 degrees outside? Any questions or comments, this time is reserved for you, the final 20 minutes of the program today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. There are the rules. No entertainment in bars or restaurants. That's fascinating. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I mean, we heard that all these places were opening back up. We heard that the changes were going to happen. But now that we know what the rules are, for sure, how's that going to be? How's that going to happen? Will you send your kids? Will you go to the pool? Will you go out and eat and sit down this coming weekend? Different. 740-383-9944. Okay. But it has to be different because we're in the middle of a pandemic. And I don't know if people do think this is over or not. It's different. More people were definitely out this past weekend. People were definitely not wearing the masks. Whatever that says. And again, we know there's flooding in Marion County, Delaware County as well. In Delaware, I guess, not Delaware County. We've seen the pictures, and if you want to send the pictures to us, Scott at WWGH1071.com, or send it through our Facebook page, or send it through my personal Facebook page, Scott Spears. That's all you have to do. Now, here's something I did want to talk about, because it is raining this morning here in Marion, and it's going to rain for the next 3 days. So here's what I was thinking this morning as I was driving to work. I thought, should I get out and dance in the rain and possibly have some fun and then take a picture? Because we talked about this yesterday, and I think since I now have 3 days of rain in the forecast, that this might be a good chance, a good photo op, to get my picture taken in the rain. Because you know this is a thing now that we do during pandemic time. Go out and dance in the rain and get your picture taken. I think that's brilliant. Pictures to come momentarily. Okay. What else did we want to talk about here? Oh, you know, yesterday we were talking about graduations, because a lot of them did happen this last week. And I believe Harding had theirs, and I believe that... I'm not sure who had theirs, but somebody had theirs in Lincoln Park. Now, we did never get a first-hand account of what Harding's graduation was like, or any of the other graduations. So if anybody has first-hand account of what happened this past weekend in regard to the graduations, give me a call. I'd love to hear a first-hand account. How did it happen? Did kids get to walk up? Did you have to wear a mask? Did the valedictorian speak? Did people drive through and get their diploma? How did that all happen? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How did it all happen this past week if you attended the graduation for Marion City Schools, Harding, or any of the other graduations? I certainly would love to know. That question is still out there. Now, this is a thing that I'm going to talk about a little bit today, but, you know, this is going to be a topic. Well, first of all, I've got my Memorial Day cookout coming up Monday, Memorial Day. And here's what I was thinking about this today. This is all coming together, but I'm going to have to make a list, because I haven't done this list yet. I'm a little late in the game. Who's going to bring what to this cookout? You know, we still have to decide that sort of thing. I will do the hamburgers and the hot dogs, which, if I can find hamburger, I'll make the hamburgers. But, you know, who's going to bring the buns? Who's going to bring the sodas? Who's going to bring the beverages? Who's going to bring the potato chips? Who's going to bring the dip? Who's going to bring the macaroni salad? Who's going to do it? I got to get a list together. I have not done this yet. This is something that I have to get on my agenda. And I've also talked about fishing, and I still think you can get your fishing license at Walmart, but I know we're going to be very rainy all week right up till Friday. But I wonder if Saturday and Sunday would be a good day for the fishing to start, because it is Memorial Day weekend, and I said I wanted to get at least one fishing trip in before Memorial Day weekend. So, I've already had somebody willing to bring something. So I will put that down. Okay, you're down. Cheese dip and tortilla chips. Homemade. Well, that's good. You are down, and that'll be a great side dish for the big Memorial Day get-together on Monday. It's going to be a lot of fun. That is probably my most favorite get-together of the summer. I mean, I do one on the 4th of July, and that's fun. But 4th of July is different, because people have to get to the fireworks, and it's really hot in July usually. So that's a little different. And Labor Day is kind of different, because you're at the end of summer and a lot of people are kind of depressed. But Memorial Day is the official kickoff of summer. It's really the first cookout that you have for a big group of people. And that's a lot of fun. Now, on my agenda this weekend, though, I really want to go through the garage. Maybe I don't have to do the big cleaning that I planned on doing, but I need to tidy that thing up a little bit. Hopefully, I'll have the weather to do that. And also, hopefully, do some things as far as fishing goes this weekend. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Scott. Good morning to you. How you doing this fine, wet, rainy morning?
Oh, you know, I'm just waiting outside to run outside and apparently do something in the rain and then get my picture taken, because that's what you do now.
Well, hey, you could have my part of that. You could take your picture twice. That'd be more for me.
How are you?
Huh?
How are you doing?
I'm just terrific, son. I mean, just terrific. You mentioned fishing a while ago.
Yes.
Now there are three days out of the year you could fish free.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It's the first of May or the last of May. Check the bylaws, and somebody's got the bylaws. And see if you can't, you know, you got to pay, I think it's $20-some for license, just for fish 1 or 2 days, whatever. It doesn't sound me like you much of a fisherman anyway. So check somebody that's read the bylaws and see what days it is. I'm sure it's 3 days there somewhere.
Well, I tell you, my deal was back in April, I started talking about that I wanted to start going fishing again, and I'm going to take somebody with me because I think it's a little boring when you go alone. So my plan is I wanted to get one in before Memorial Day, and the weather's going to be a mess right up till Saturday. But
well, you talk about getting your picture tucked in the rain, just go fish in the rain, and then somebody take your picture. Take my picture in the rain.
Well, that's true. I guess that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But my guess is...
And on the other hand, fish has got to eat whether it's raining or not raining. They still got to eat.
Oh, well, that's true. So, well, my plan is to go fishing Saturday or Sunday, and that way it'll be before Memorial Day. And but I'm not sure yet. See, now I've heard going to Delaware is good, but I'm also a fan of Indian Lake. I like Indian Lake, but I also like the places here in Marion, like the Tallgrass Trail. So those are the three that I'm down to at this point.
Now going to Delaware here in the next 2 days, I think, unless you want to fish out of water, right?
Yes.
Well, if you go to Delaware, probably here in the next 2 days, you're going to be fishing out of trees because the water's going to be so high and muddy you can't get to the stream. You know what I'm saying? With all the rain we had, it's got to be up.
Yeah, I might want to stay out of Delaware. You're right.
I mean, you go to Allen Creek, it may not be as bad. And you go to Indian Lake, you got to stay out of the stream. Now, see, they got a stream in Indian Lake. But it comes in, you know where the covered bridge is?
I do.
That's the stream it comes into to Indian Lake, and it's on the, well, it would be on the northeast side. So you're going to have to stay west, southwest or the west, to get in, to find clear water. And the wind's been blowing very hard. Towards the west, towards the west, not from the west, towards the west, or north, it would probably get muddy way up that way. But all the muddy water comes in on the east side, north, it comes in on the east side, really. So, you know, it don't hardly get muddy all over. You understand what I'm saying? Because ain't no stream comes into it. It's just, where the water wash off, and it probably would go out quite a ways since we've had so much rain, hard rain. It ain't no place for it to go, and it just washes, you know, run off on the ground, runs right off into the lake, and that would go out in the lake a ways too. But it don't get muddy like your Delaware, Outer Creek, and them places, you know. So it's probably muddy on the northeast side. Sure, because that's where the water comes in.
Well, that's what I've narrowed it down to. I'm going to go get the fishing license at Walmart, and I'm either going to go to the Tallgrass Trail, because that's close, and I have not been out there, so that would be fun for me, or I'm going to go to Indian Lake, because I just like Indian Lake. But I am going to take somebody with me, and I have not narrowed this down yet. But here's the plan. I'm going to take, you know, a blanket to sit on,
and I'm going to take somebody who's going to prepare lunch, because you got to have some food and drink while you're out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm going to find an old radio with that, you know, runs on batteries, so you can play that out there. So I'm going to have that, and we'll turn on the tunes, and that's going to be the big fishing exploration of Memorial Day weekend 2020.
Yeah. Now, Scott, be careful what you drink and where.
I got to watch that, right?
Huh?
I got to watch that.
Yeah, because they kind of, well, I could prove up, just pretty well over. But I see there's some state places over there, see, and you would have to watch, make sure it, you know what you can do and what you can't do in them particular places. Because them game boards, they don't cut you no slack, man. They catch you. I mean, they just don't cut you no slack.
No, and heavens forbid, I don't want to end up in the hoosegow on Memorial Day.
I heard that. Hey, Red, you're right now. If you've left from there, going to Bob, they can stop you pretty well, run you down and stop you down, just like a patrol can. And they'll search your vehicle right there, man. I mean, hey, you know, so them game wardens, they can get pretty. But they, you know, we gotta have ball. Let's put it that. We gotta have law enforcement. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we do. We've got to have law and order. So maybe I'll, you know, because I can have just as much fun with sodas and water. So you know, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I'm not telling you not to, but you have to be careful. You know the bylaw. I mean, know the law of the surroundings. See, and you know, and so you know, we got. I know they got about three or four, maybe five different places such as that would be. I would think would be off drinking. You know, your beer. You know what I'm saying? I don't think, or whiskey, anything hard. I don't think them places allows it.
Right.
I'm not, I don't drink, so I don't worry about it, but, you know, if I'm around, I got to notice it. And I've had the wardens who watch me, you know, you thought I was drinking, and it was pop. So I was drinking, I didn't care for them to watch me. But now if it had been beer, it would be probably, I'm sure that's what he was watching for, so. This was a little park, and that would be state or city controlled and all, and it'd be have guidelines. So watch. I'm not saying you are or anybody's winky. Just watch it. Make sure you're safe to do it in that particular place.
Well, okay? You know. Here's the thing that here's why I'm kind of leaning. Well, what my plan is to start out, you know, load the car up, you know, whatever it is, sandwiches or something that's not going to spoil, maybe chips and some kind of something. But on my way to, I'm going to start a new tradition. It's the Memorial Day fishing trip, Memorial Weekend fishing trip, and I'm going to stop and get my favorite thing. An Oreo Blizzard. Now, see, I can stop here in Marion if I'm going to the Tallgrass Trail, or if I'm going to Indian Lake. I think they have a Dairy Queen over in Indian Lake, if I'm not mistaken, so I can get the Blizzard either place.
Yeah, and they've got them in different places. You got to go through two or three little towns. I don't know how you're going to go. You might, if you're going to take a helicopter, you'll be going over. You won't be going through them. So, yeah, you could get, but. A lot of places are still closed. I mean, I was over one day last week, and a couple places were still closed. Now, for what reason? For what reason? I don't know. See, that's outside. Some of them are outside the Dairy Queens, you know. And the ones I passed was because they ain't big enough for interior dining inside. So that wouldn't be a problem, you know, and there'd be ice cream places over there, really. You look for them. There's McDonald's right there. They have that kind of stuff, I'm sure.
Oh, that's right. There is a McDonald's right there.
Yeah, and you could dine outside there, too, and inside both, because they got a patio like out in back, right by the channel and the lake. I mean, you know, you sit out there and eat, but what you don't eat, you feed the fish. Because the carp comes up there and begs for food. And you can stand right there or sit right there and feed the fish and eat, or inside either one. Yeah, that's in Russell Point, I believe. Yeah, little village. There's Russell Point and then there's Lakeview on up the way. Now I lived in Lakeview. I built a house, so I got tired of running back and forth. I built a house, and then I got tired of nobody staying with me, so I sold it. It would be nice, son, if I still had that. I'd beg people to go with me. You have to take a thing, Scott. I had everything, even including food.
Well, then people forget the food. You're right. And I don't understand, because once you're out there, you know, you're going to have good conversation. Hopefully you take somebody who's, you know, somebody you can talk to. But at some point, you got to eat.
Yeah, well, you got to eat sometime or another. And if you don't catch no fish, you sure starve.
Well, that's right. And also, you know, you got to... I believe you've got to have music in the background, because I know there's a good country music station over in Russell's Point on Indian Lake. And, of course, we've got some good country music stations here in Marion, so I'll be good either way there. But I just think this is going to be a seminal event, because then on Monday I'll be able to report back what happened. But it's going to be fairly nice weather. It's going to be Memorial Day. I've got the big cookout coming. And I haven't been fishing in a while, so it'll be kind of fun.
Now for the 4th of July, the fireworks, you know, I don't know where they'll have it or not, but now, with the distance and the mass and so on and so forth, but they might, with the room they got. And, you know, they farm away from the public. They're right at the beach. I think they farm off on the beach, and it would be close. It is close to the fireworks. I think that's where they would set them off at. You would be on the other side of the channel that goes up past the beach, if you know what I'm talking about. You'd be on one side of that channel, and the fireworks would be on the other side, but they'd shoot them over towards them people. And it would be neat. That would be a nice get-together at a certain distance apart, and so on and so forth. And I would say they would have their fireworks this year. So keep that in mind and kind of check that now, too, Scott.
Well, I should, because, I always enjoyed the 4th of July, but for some reason the last few years, I think because I'm hosting these cookouts, and I've done the one on Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day, the last few years, it is a big job to have these cookouts, because I don't start early in the morning. It's usually like 1 or 2 in the afternoon, so people don't leave until like 6 or 7 at night, and some people stay longer than that and talk, and we have a good time, and we laugh, and, you know, it's a fun time. But on the 4th of July, that's a little rough, because it cramps you getting to a 4th of July fireworks show, because you've got this going on at your house. You can't leave.
Well, you see, you watch fireworks and fish, too. But now you can't go off and leave your poles. You can't go off and leave. You've got to maintain, you know, your fishing poles. You can't go off and leave that after 11 o'clock, period, man. I mean, hey, you got to be there if you're fishing. And then some places is closed for everything at that time, too, see. Now, some of them places, Scott, has got their own grills and barbecue places and so on and so forth. Now, the state park does over at Mountainwood. That's be over the east side, east side, yeah. Now, they got a big state park up on the hill. That would be towards the north. And then they got some barbecue grills that they probably ain't out yet, but they usually have them out on down next to Lakeview. If you're familiar with the place, it's you're going west and it makes a sharp turn. You can turn left and go into Lakeview, and then you swing to the right and it goes back towards the north. So they got a bathroom there, nice bathroom there, if it's open, oh, it's open yet or not. and then they have grills there. So you'd be lucky enough, they got tables, you'd be lucky enough to get there. You're going to have your picnic there, and right there, you're right on the lake shore right there, you fish right there, and just have a heyday, if you could get it. First come, first served, I think.
And I tell you, we still got three more days to go, but I'm looking forward to it, and... boy, we're already out of time today. The show is over today, but I hope you tune in tomorrow and think about some more tips, because we've still got 3 days for this, and if you think of anything, call in tomorrow and let me know.
Okay, have a nice day, and stay out of rain.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Can you believe it? That's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow. Now, don't forget... I didn't get to something today because we were very busy, but tomorrow, tune into this program. You are not going to want to miss it. And it's going to be a good, you'll never forget this day. 5-20-2020. 5-20-2020. Tomorrow, listen to that. Don't forget, Adam the Computer Guy today, 2 to 3. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5 to 6. For this day, I can't speak anymore. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I don't want to be vice president. I want to continue to fight for middle class in Marion and Mansfield and all over this state.
So no chance as you...
No interest. No chance.
No chance at all. Okay. Hey, well, that's a Sherman.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals, 2842 in Waldo Road, telephone number 7.